So let's read question 75, 76, and 77. How is it signified and sealed to you in the Holy Supper that you partake of the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross and all his benefits? Thus, that Christ has commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, and has joined therewith these promises, first, that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and his blood shed for me, as certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me, and the cup communicated to me, and further, that with his crucified body and shed blood, he himself feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life, as certainly as I receive from the hand of the minister and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord, which are given me as certain tokens of the body and blood of Christ. What does it mean to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but moreover also to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are governed by one soul. Where has Christ promised that he will thus feed and nourish believers with his body and blood, as certainly as they eat of this broken bread and drink of this cup? In the institution of the supper, which says, "The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" And this promise is also repeated by the Apostle Paul, where he says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, so we, being many, are one body, for we all partake of that one bread." And so this Lord's Day is asking the same question. Well, how can we be sure that the main point of the sacraments is to direct us, to point us to the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross, which is really the question 75. Well, the answer comes back indicating that the intended purpose of the sacrament, as Christ commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup, which if you read John chapter 6, he even uses the language, "Unless a person eat my body and drink my blood," we learn that he's speaking with, and he even says this, with spiritual language. And to say spiritual is similar to saying sacramental language. It's language that represents and is intended for instructions. And so it is that we are taught in the Lord's Supper that as we take of the bread, as we drink of the wine, it witnesses that we are receiving these elements with the promise that they were given with Christ. As much as you take and eat, you are my disciples. And so we proclaim the Lord's death, the satisfaction for sins, as we celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And the very institution and the wording indicate that very language, where you will hear me say in the Lord's Supper, as I'm breaking the bread, as I'm pouring the cup of blessing that we bless is a communion with the blood of Christ. The bread which we break is a communion. And what it means is it's spiritually tied. It is a spiritual witness of God's grace being received by us.